Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great civilian army, brings you Ruth Hussey in a story titled Wanted. And now, the curtain rises on Act One of Wanted, starring Ruth Hussey as Virginia Lane. It was the day after Christmas that a want ad appeared in the Help Wanted column. Just an ordinary want ad. But it held many implications for lovely Virginia Lane of the Highland Park Lanes. And the way Virginia became implicated was unusual indeed. It all came to you one afternoon because of an argument between Virginia and her friend Dorothy Edwards.
That last statement, Virginia, was positively ridiculous.
You think so?
Yes, I do. You have no idea what's involved in getting a job these days.
And you do.
Well, I worked for a while before I got married. It's difficult, darling. You should get out. Get bumped around a little. You wouldn't make such a rash statement.
I still maintain that you can do anything you make up your mind to do.
And that includes getting a job.
That includes getting a job.
Any job?
Any job.
I wish I were...
Don't worry. Well, get the newspaper. I'll even let you pick out the job.
Darling, don't you think you should wait until the holidays are over?
I should say not. I want to prove it to you now.
Oh, this is fantastic. But you asked for it. Give me the paper. I'll find a dilly.
It's got to be within reason, you know.
Oh, this is. This is. Wanted, cook. $500 per month. Must be experienced in Serbian cuisine. Apply tomorrow, 26 Hampton Road.
That's unfair.
Oh, no, it isn't. Any woman should know how to cook.
But Serbian food? But I don't even know where Serbia is.
Yes?
I'm answering your ad in the newspaper for a cook.
Young lady, that position has been filled for a considerable length of time.
Now, who is it, Chalmers?
I was just telling this young lady that the position of cook...
Don't jump at conclusions, Chalmers.
But I thought, sir...
That... Must you constantly be thinking? Come in, won't you?
Thank you.
Now, we can talk here if you like.
Thank you.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
May I help you? With your coat.
Oh, no, I won't be here long. Will you please stop looking at me that way?
Oh, forgive me, I'm sorry. You're answering the ad in the newspaper, aren't you?
Yes, I'd very much like to have that job.
Mm-hmm. You've had considerable experience, I tell
you. Oh, yes. Lately, I've been completely wrapped up in the Serbian cuisine.
Fine. Now, I'm not so interested in your experience in Serbian cuisine. Obviously, you wouldn't have applied without that. But I am interested in your background. Are you married?
No.
That's wonderful. I mean, I find my cooks usually stay on longer when they're single.
Well, I thought it was just the opposite.
Well, it usually is, but I've found there's a sparkle to the food when a woman is still anticipating the time when she'll cook for her man. You know, you're very lovely.
I must remind you, I came here only to apply for a job.
Oh, forgive me. Incidentally, my name's Barry Whittaker. I didn't get yours.
Please, I should think
Now,
that...
In regard to this job, there have been many applicants anxious to get such an excellent position. $500, you must admit, is a fine salary.
Yes, yes, it is.
However, I'll be happy to consider you with the others. If you could perhaps give me a sample of your Serbian cooking?
Why, yes. What would you like?
Oh, anything.
But what?
Well, perhaps some krovatnik.
Krovatnik? Oh, of course.
Well, then you know it. Delicious, isn't it?
Oh, very.
You could prepare it here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still employed, you know. couldn't I prepare some tonight and bring it over tomorrow?
Oh, certainly. That'll be excellent. Now, if I may have your name?
Virginia Lane.
Address?
10 Oak Knoll Drive, Highland Park.
Ah, well, thank you, Miss Lane. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Yes, Mr. Whittaker.
Tell me you got the job?
Oh, not yet, but all I have to do is to cook some Kravatnik.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, he was. What a wolf.
Oh,
shh. Don't bother me. Here's the number I want.
Hello? This is Marikis, the Serbia Mokambo.
Oh, hello. I wonder if you'd be kind enough to tell me how you prepare Kravatnik.
Kravatnik? We do not have. But if we have, we do not tell. Trade secrets.
Hmm, this may be more difficult than I thought.
What's that, darling?
Well, I'm merely trying to be honest with you, and our bet. I have to prepare some Kravatnik to get the job. I could just order it from a Serbian cafe.
Your honesty appalls me. Why don't you try the public library? Oh, here I am on your team.
Say, that's a thought.
Hello, Virginia.
What are you doing going into the library?
That's where a lawyer spends all his time, Virginia. In libraries and jails. But yourself?
Well, I'm looking for a recipe for a Serbian dish called Kravatnik, of all things. Don't ask me why.
That reminds me of a very funny thing.
What's that?
A friend of mine in town, an importer, had a Serbian client he really wanted to impress. The guy comes to town, so he puts on a big spread. Calls a Serbian cafe and tells him to prepare everything Serbian from soup to nuts. And when they get down there, this guy doesn't want any part of it. He orders ham and eggs.
That always happens.
Yes, but here's the payoff. I went down the next day and put an ad in the paper under his name. An ad for a Serbian cook. He was deluged.
What is your friend's name?
Why, Barry Whittaker.
Oh, no, no.
Curtain falls on Act One of Want Ad, starring Ruth Hussey. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from your announcer.
Young men, now is the time for you to get in the Guard. The new National Guard offers you a great opportunity to become part of our country's fighting forces and remain a civilian. As a member of your local Guard unit, you gain these important personal benefits. Enlistment in your rank at time of discharge, if there's a vacancy, valuable job training, drill pay with additional longevity, a real chance for promotions and commissions, free credit toward retirement, and association with the greatest bunch of fellas you'll ever know. You get all of this if you get in the Guard. Visit your local National Guard armory for further details now. Get the facts, then get in the Guard.
And now, Act Two of Want Ad, starring Ruth Hussey as Virginia Lane. Virginia is a very disillusioned job hunter with the discovery that Barry Whittaker's advertisement for a cook was only a gag perpetrated by Eddie McKay. And the more she thinks of the way Barry took advantage of the gag at her expense, the more she smolders. Yes, there's fire in her eye, as well as in the stove she stands before as her friend Dorothy enters.
Oh, darling.
The bet's off.
What do you mean?
I said it's off. There was no job to be had in the beginning.
Oh, but the ad in the paper
said... I'll tell you all about it later.
What in the world are you doing?
I'm cooking Kravatnik.
I don't understand.
He doesn't either. Thank goodness I didn't say anything to Eddie McKay.
Now I'm really in the dark.
Imagine the nerve of that man making me tear all over town looking for a Serbian dish that doesn't exist, leading me to a job that doesn't exist.
I give up. But will you kindly tell me, what is this mess?
Kravatnik.
What a combination. Cake flour, turnips, vanilla, radishes.
Yes, and a piece of an old rubber inner tube.
Oh.
Topped off by whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Oh. Do you think he'll like it? Hello, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, Miss Lane, I see you have your sample.
Yes, the Kravatnik. But you seem surprised.
Oh, no, it's just that, well, this is such a rare dish, practically no one knows of it.
How true. Have the other applicants submitted their samples?
Oh, yes.
Were they good?
Oh, you can't imagine how good.
Is the job still open?
Well, yes.
Well, then I'm sure you'll decide on me after you've tasted my Kravatnik. Mine is so economical, too. It stretches so far.
Well, fine.
And call me, won't you, when you've made your decision? Hello?
Is Virginia Lane there?
Speaking.
Oh, Miss Lane, this is Barry Whittaker. I owe you an apology.
Well?
I spoke to Eddie McKay. He told me about meeting you at the library.
Did you speak to Eddie McKay after eating my Kravatnik, I hope?
Unfortunately, yes. Oh, but please, Miss Lane, this whole thing started out as a practical joke on me. I didn't mean to turn it on you. I only wanted to see you again.
Well, you certainly managed it in a strange way.
But I had no way of knowing when you came to apply that day who you were. Please, can't I see you?
Sorry. I've got to make some Kravatnik for a homesick Serbian sailor on shore leave.
Darling, I've never seen so many beautiful flowers. Your erstwhile would-be employer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when are you going to give him the tumble?
Sorry, I'm not interested.
I met him the other day. Very charming.
That's your opinion. As for me, it'll be a cold, cold day when I go out with him. Must you have the top down? It's 10 below 0.
Oh, this is real Christmas weather. Besides, after the way you've acted toward me, I want you to thaw out gently.
Where are we going?
Over to Eddie McKay's house. I want to thank him.
What for?
For making it possible for me to meet you. I also want to even an old score. Ah, here's Eddie's place now.
Look, Barry, all the people. And Eddie's front yard. It's like a forest.
Well, maybe this had something to do with it. Right here in the want ad section. I placed it yesterday. Here, read it.
Best prices paid for second-hand Christmas trees. Oh!
The curtain falls on Act Two of Wanted, starring Ruth Hussey. Thank you, Ruth, for your appearance here with us on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizens Army, the National Guard, presents Brian Donlevy in a story you won't want to miss entitled Turnabout. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.